Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. My boys, Duke and Mailman. How y'all doing today, fellas?
What's up? Everybody, why are you laughing like the damn Grinch?
Because we were fucking with news ass, goddamn. It was hilarious. Oh, yeah. I couldn't hold it in no more.
I know.
Nobody was doing the intro.
I know. To our listeners, it took me like 4 tries trying to do the intro with him fucking with me. So let's get to it, man. We got a couple topics that are near and dear to us. Our first topic of today, we're talking about a video from the legendary Ricky Rose, Rick Ross, and he's talking about how life is too short. And we're just going to play the video and we're going to react to it. So let's get it.
If short, go harder than you did last year. Whatever you thought you did, it wasn't enough. And enjoy it even more.
Believe that.
Go harder and find a way to enjoy it. That's when you master the game. Push yourself them extra reps. Go harder. Have that extra 2 meetings that day and find a way to enjoy it.
So yeah, man, let's talk about it. What's your guys' reaction to this?
Why don't you go first this time, News?
Oh man. So I love this video. I love because what speaks to me is the process, right? It's that if you can find enjoyment in the process and not necessarily the results, it's a beautiful place to be at, right? For example, this whole podcast, from day one, we have all 3 of us, and hopefully our listeners as well, have been growing in different aspects of our life. We ain't there yet. We not at the end result. But the process, the grind, the day in and day out of doing it and growing, that right there is enjoyable to me, man. It's beautiful. And I'm having a blast with it. And I think if you can find, like he says, if you can find that joy in the grind, man, it's a productive and scary place to be in for anyone who doubts you, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I agree 100%. I mean, it's not always going to be easy, but yeah, if you find ways to grow within those situations that aren't easy, then yeah, you're still winning in life, no matter what that end result is. As long as you grew in some way, shape, or form, yes, mm-hmm. you're winning in life. It's just, you know, like you said, take them 2 meetings, you know, to get them over with, so you can find a way to enjoy those meetings, because those are possible meetings that can take positive steps for you in life, in business, with family, whatever the case may be. Yes. So, yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm. I'm digging this one, too. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, I feel kind of inspired. Or it's like inspirational, you know what I mean? Like that thought of going harder than you did last year, you know what I'm saying? But also, like you guys were saying, that aspect of enjoying it as well. And so I'm always thinking to myself, like, even like when I'm at the gym and I'm feeling like, okay, man, these 30 minutes on this treadmill to turn 35, I'm ready to jump off this sucker. But I'm like, no, I'm a, just 2 more minutes, you know what I mean? To some, that might not be a lot, but to me, you know what I'm saying, that's 2 more minutes, you know what I'm saying, on my knee about to give out.
Slap that Bengay on there, you be all right.
Right.
Right. Do they even still make Bengay? That's still a thing. I don't even know.
It's ice hot now.
Okay, there you go. Oh yeah, that Shaq shit. All right.
No, it's, that biofreeze. Y'all motherfuckers is old now. It's not icy hot. It's not Bengay. It's biofreeze.
Motherfucker, I saw a Shaq commercial for icy hot not that long ago. Don't try to tell me ain't no goddamn icy hot.
Icy hot making like electrical things now. Like you hook that shit up on your back.
That's still icy hot.
Exactly.
It ain't Ben Gay.
It's new and improved, but it's the same
and
shit.
Ben don't go by gay. Ben don't go by gay. He go by he or him, her now.
Hops.
Oh, they and them. He go by they.
Can
them.
I finish my thought? Good. God damn it. I started talking about my bad knees. Y'all niggas just go. No, okay. Thank you. No, what I'm basically done. I'm just saying, though, I appreciate the notion of going harder every day, or, you know what I mean, go harder than you did the last year and enjoying every moment of it, and, you know, taking that aspect into every aspect of your life, just like Duke was saying. And for me, it shows up in the gym, or it shows up at work, or, you know, it shows up in my relationships. It just kind of shows up everywhere. And I've just been on a whole kick of pushing myself, you know, harder than I did the last time, and just to try to see what I got, see what I go for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's also too about finding that work-life balance. So make sure that both your work environment and your life environment are working together to where you have enough time for each of them too. Don't go, you know, I agree with what he's saying, go hard, but at the same token, just make sure that your life, your children, your wife, your whoever, your spouse, whoever you have, isn't feeling neglected in that situation too. So it's still, you know, it's still that work-life balance that you got to do.
Go hard for them. Yeah. Go hard for them as well. You
know, Duke, what you were saying actually segues, we're not going to have them on the episode now, but coming up in the future, we actually have a woman coming up to on our episode that we're going to talk to about. She's a counselor that specializes in the work-life balance, right? How to balance your work and your how to balance your work and your grind with your home and social and family life. And so I'm excited for it. It's going to come up in a couple episodes, but yeah, we'll get to it probably next month sometime.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey everyone. Not too long ago, we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Brown Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. And we're back on the Real Dream Podcast. We're on for a second segment of the day. And we wanted to talk about, switch gears a little bit today. And we want to talk about grief and the idea of death a little bit. We live in some troubling times right now. And there's a lot of sadness and hurt and pain going on all around the country and things like that. A lot of that is correlated to losing people and friends and family members that we grew up with and that we learned to love and have in our lives. And yes, we all have to deal with the idea that death is upon anyone and everyone. But the idea of grief and processing it and how we all deal with it. And that's what I wanted to speak on today. So I want to put this question out to you guys. What are some ways that you feel that has helped you through a grieving process, or something that you have observed that could help someone else?
What I've seen growing up and what I'm used to growing up when it comes to death and things like that is we go to funerals and things like that, but we do things a little different down south where I'm from. You know how it's traditional for you to wear black and things like that to a funeral? We don't wear black to funerals in my family. We wear all white. And then, I mean, and everybody is this sad, they boo-hoo and they cry, you know what I'm saying, at the funeral and things. But afterwards, we party like it's no tomorrow. And I got a really big family. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, we will close down the entire block and parted. Mm-hmm. When someone passes in our family. And for us, it's that idea of, you know, coming together, having a few drinks and, you know, talking about all the good memories that we had with our loved one and just celebrating their life. That's typically how, you know what I'm saying, we deal with things as a family. Now, individually, I can't say that in the past I've dealt with grief very well. I tend to shut down immediately after hearing the news and try either one or two things. Either I'm going to isolate myself and I'm going to go off into a distance somewhere, turn off my phone and make it so no one is able to contact me, anything. And I'm going to cry my eyes out and I'm going to cry and cry until I, you know what I'm saying, get tired of crying. And then I'll come back to civilization and things like that afterwards. But for me, it's that whole process, that grieving process for me is just letting out all the emotions and pain and, you know what I'm saying, really working through it. And then working with myself, talk and telling myself, you know, I mean, remember the good things and remember that they are just, they're not here physically, but they are still here with me. And I honestly and truly believe that, you know, I don't know what everybody else's belief system is or what it may be, but I tend to believe that my relatives, my family, they're still here with me because, you know, the notion, energy is never destroyed. It's only only transformed. So just because the person loses their physical body doesn't mean they essence, the who they really were, their spiritual essence doesn't stay with you and, you know, and isn't with you. I feel like my grandmother is still here with me to this day. You know what I mean? Sometimes I can just, maybe it's my imagination, but I still hear her voice, you know what I'm saying, in my head sometimes. And that's another thing for me that I don't know how I deal with grief. By me remembering them, mm-hmm. It's almost like it is like they're still with me because I can, in my head, I can visualize them. I can see them. I can see those memories I had. So for me, my loved ones tend to live within me.
Yeah.
They don't truly die, you know what I'm saying, as long as I remember them.
No, I hear you, man. That's the truth, man. I feel you on that one.
As you all know, if you've been listening to the podcast since the creation, this year I lost both my grandmother the day after Mother's Day and then my grandfather on the 4th of July. So for me, just processing the grief was, you know, help for my family and friends and my kids. You know, I just, you know, spent more time with them, talked to them, you know, held my kids a little closer, a little tighter. You know, had my time where I needed time by myself to process everything, to get out whatever emotion that I needed to get out. Mm-hmm. And then once I did that, it was getting refocused. I think we had, I can't remember what video we played earlier in I think it was season one when he said something about, what did he say? Death is a reminder to get your shit together. And that's right. Exactly. Yep. I'm paraphrasing, but I think he said something around that. But that's exactly what it did for me. Like, it refocused me because you realize how short life is and then you realize you got certain goals. And sometimes it's a wake-up call. Or sometimes it's like a refresher. Like, hey, remember when you wanted to do this? Or remember when you wanted to go for that? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it refocused me. It made me take a little more chances on things that I might not have taken chances on previously. So, you know, for instance, going for that promotion at work. Or, you know what I'm saying, if you a single dude or a single woman, maybe talking to that person that you got a little bit of a crush on. Stuff like that. Like that, mm-hmm. that can you use that as fuel to do something that you know you should be doing or want to do, but for whatever reason you were stopping yourself from doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a video earlier this year that we played and he did say that it's a reminder to get your life in order. And yeah, man, I think, you know, dealing with grief and dealing with loss so much in the last year, I feel like an expert sometimes, right? We've all dealt with some shit more than the law should allow. And one of my coworkers, actually, I didn't tell you guys this, but actually my coworker this week just came back from California. Her father passed away from COVID-19 and she's was dealing with, you know, the whole process. He died at 41, you know, healthy man. And she asked, she just came out of nowhere her first day working. She was like, how do you deal with it? I'm like, I don't. There's one thing that I've learned is that in any day, it is okay to not be okay. Don't sit there and think that because you're a couple days, months, years away from this person's leaving us, that you have to be completely content and happy with this. You can bawl out and cry at any given moment and feel like shit about this situation. And that's okay. That is okay. And not to run away from those feelings, right? Feel that emotion. Feel everything that's going on. You don't want something like that to manifest itself in other ways. Right. And so that was the biggest thing that I've learned. And so it's grief, man, grief is a tough thing. And I pray for anyone who's going through it right now. Like I said, we in tough times, you know.
And so loss, period. But then if you add special circumstances to that loss, it becomes a even more, you know what I'm saying, of trying to try to deal with. So I don't think, well, you guys know, but I haven't said this to anybody really because I'm kind of private with my grieving. But I had an aunt that passed, not this year, but last year, and she committed suicide. It was a whole deal because in my family, typically, we don't believe in suicide. And so for her to go that route and then, you know, with my mom's husband being a pastor and they being really religious, like they didn't even have my aunt's funeral at a church.
Mm. Yeah, because most religions don't go with suicide. They don't believe in it. So that makes sense.
Right. And so, you know, for me, that one, I was pissed. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was pissed off. I was like, as much family as we have back home, there's nobody she could have went to talk to, you know what I'm saying, to help her with it. She, with that. And like my whole thing with and my personal feelings with suicide is like, you know, that's a fucking coward's way out. You know, you're going to take the easy road, you know, just end your life. You're not even thinking about the people that you're leaving behind or anything like that. So I was just angry at the fact that she did it. And the truth be told, I still am a little bit, you know, but I'm slowly starting to work on it and having to realize that it was her decision. It was her life.
Yeah, suicide's tough. That's tough.
I'm still trying to work through that one myself. So I don't want people to think like we feel like we got all the answers and things like that. Just, you know what I'm saying? Because we still dealing with shit our damn selves. And maybe somebody can help me with that. You know what I mean? Help me dealing with that. Because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that's lost someone to suicide. And, you know, maybe how they dealt with that and things like that. Because you feel so helpless, you know? Like, you know, what could I have done? And the shoulda, woulda, coulda, you know? That whole 9 to 5. And it's rough, man. So anybody out there, if you're going through a loss right now, you know what I mean? Hey, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Right. So I just want to give everyone just some resources that are out there. If you ever need help, feel like you need to talk to someone or have any thoughts of suicide, obviously there's a suicide hotline, 1-800-273-8255. That is always a resource where you can talk to someone, a specialist, and they can talk you through what's going on. There's also people who don't want to talk to people and they rather text. There is a number you can text that will also connect you with an agent from the suicide hotline if you ever feel the need that you need help. The number is 741-741. You can text it from any working number and they will connect you with an agent to help you through that process. And that is for people who are thinking about hurting themselves, who are dealing with the losses, losing someone or anything on those lines. Those things are always accessible to you, always available, and they're open 24/7. So,
and don't underestimate the power of a good old-fashioned hug, man. Just find somebody to hug.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, seriously. I'll hug you right now. Shit.
No shit. Me
cyber hug. Yeah, I'm squeezing right? Your ear. I'm in your ear. Hug.
Just don't be whispering in it.
or blowing in it.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. We're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. Our Greenlight card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Greenlight. Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching. Bam, baby. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right. Back to the show. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our third topic of the day.
On the next episode of Ratchet News. Me. Let's get ratchet, motherfuckers.
I was waiting for the roll.
No roll this week. The person in our Ratchet News is rolling today. So today, we're talking about the New York Post. The headline goes, "Twerking Bride in a Thong Gives Groom a Lap Dance at the Wedding." Twitter explodes.
Well, so far, I don't understand anything wrong with this.
But hey, I'm talking about this sounding good. It's
all okay, let's get into it. While most brides throw a bouquet on their wedding day, this bride was ready to throw her bootay, twerking the night away in celebration of her nuptials. A Florida bride is going viral for wearing a completely backless dress, apron style, with only a matching shimmering thong covering her and gifting her groom with a sexy lap dance in front of the guests at their wedding reception. Is that the bride? Tweeted a stunned online onlooker who reposted the clip of the newlyweds, known digitally as Rochelle, shaking her rump in a choreographed burlesque alongside her bridesmaids. This eye-popping video has now gone viral and has amassed more than 2.9 million views on Twitter as of Tuesday. The barefoot Rochelle is seen pushing a little boy out her way as she struts to her grinning groom, who is seated in the middle of the dance floor and draped in bedazzled halter dress and matching G-string undies. The buxom bride bends over and wiggles her rear end near her new hubby's face while her bridal party busts in repetition of some other moves to the Beyonce song Dance With You.
Oh my God. You got a video of this shit? I want to see the video. 2.9 million motherfuckers have seen this bitch. Why ain't got the video of this shit, motherfucker? We should be watching.
It's y'all can look it up. We gonna put it that way.
That's bullshit, man.
I have seen the video, and it's actually.
Oh, you done seen it too?
It pops up. But yeah. It's a choreographed dance. Like, she's dancing facing away from her husband, and then the bridal party is facing him. They're all twerking. They're all dancing and doing their thing. It's about as ratchet as it gets on the day. So, I want to. Hold on.
Go back to the description of this outfit. You said an apron with She was assed out with just a sheer fucking thong on. Like, you can see all the goodies and shit and everything in front of everybody.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Ain't nothing left to the imagination on this one now, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to just say it like this, goddammit. Them wedding certificate wouldn't have got signed that day, bitch. You got it out here with your ass out like that. Ain't marrying no goddamn stripper. Nothing against strippers. It's not for me. That's not for me. Not for my marriage. For, you know, and my wife. I don't want, like, I'm sorry. I'm kind of traditional in the sense of, like, I want my wife, you know what I'm saying, for me, for myself. I'm selfish like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want everybody getting no ideas of seeing what I got, you know what I'm saying, at home. That's my
You don't like sharing. I get it. I don't like sharing. Yeah. I hear you.
For a living? Is she a stripper? Maybe she already is a stripper.
I don't know, but they call her twerculator right now. So I don't know. If she not, she got a job.
They made that whole reception a strip club.
Yeah.
Wow. Exactly what they did.
Wow.
That whole reception was a strip club.
No shit. And maybe that's the thing, because you got couples that go to the strip club together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that might be their thing.
And you got to imagine, she wouldn't have done that without knowing that he wasn't going to have a problem with it either.
Right, too, right. That's, you know, true. That's so true, too. So, yeah.
But so I'll finish bit, right? Where I began. I don't see nothing wrong with this at all. For them,
it ain't for them, ratchet.
Yeah, for them, it seemed like that's normal.
Yeah, that's their thing.
And listen, I'm perfectly okay with the idea of dancing. If you feel like this is your day, right? You do what you got to do to make your husband happy. And obviously, right, she is doing what she wants to do strictly to make her husband happy and don't give a damn what anybody thinks. And I applaud that.
No aspect. Doubt.
I believe that. I personally believe every wife should be twerking for their husband. Let me repeat that. I believe every wife
should be twerking for their
husband. Listen. That shit, there's some motherfuckers listening right now that's like, I don't know how to twerk. That's okay. He going to enjoy the attempt. You twerk.
Yeah, just shake it in his face. He going to like
if
it.
If motherfucking Miley Cyrus could potentially know how to twerk, everybody can pretend they know how to twerk.
Now, at the same
time, I'll tell you that right now.
Now, here, now let me make this very clear. If you twerk ass out at my wedding, please understand that I am not responsible for Mama Nudes does to you. I'm gonna put that out there right there. If Mama Nudes thinks you need to put hands on you, don't expect me to defend you. That's your ass whooping. You're going to have to push the key went to her for approval. That's where I stand on it.
Well, you know what the wife is going to say to that shit? I don't need your mama approval for my wedding.
You ain't got to. But I'm just saying, out of respect for, you got to be careful, right? This is a different situation, right? There obviously ain't nobody have a problem with this. Nobody, right? Their family was cool with this. That's perfect. Mama News is not the one. Not the one. And don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure Mama Mailman and night, Mama though. Duke ain't the ones either to be twerking at.
But it ain't they wedding though. So remember that.
That's true. And like I said, for this wedding, first of all, to have your bridal party all be
in on it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That takes practice. Y'all was watching that video.
Hey man, she's fine too, though. I mean, you got a beautiful wife. Yeah, that was...
Who little boy was that she pushed out the way?
Hey, but that's fucked up.
Who little boy was that? Don't tell me that was her son. He was like, "Mommy, can I have some
get the fuck out of the way. Get the fuck out of the way." See, I'm shaking ass.
In that moment, fuck them kids. This is your
for real. Damn, he was the ring bearer and everything. You just gonna knock him on the floor.
Yep, or the groom nephew.
No shit, that's fucked up. Little
kids are smart, man. They pick up on shit. Did I tell y'all that my little brother was my wingman when it came to every woman I dated?
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all heard this?
No, you didn't. No,
God damn it, just say yes.
He said no. Daily news story. Here it comes.
Here we go.
When I was younger, my youngest brother used to see every girl that I was thinking about dating, and he used to rank them based off of whether he wanted them or not. So I used to be like, "Hey, what you think?" He'd be like, "Is that your girl?" And I'd be like, "Yeah." He'd be like, "Nah, that's my girl. That's my girl." I'd be like, "Okay, he likes her, right?" And every time he'd be like, "That's your girl?" I'd be like, "Yeah." He'd be like, "Okay. Just okay. Is that your girl? He'd be like, "Nah, you can have her." Mm-mm. Red flag.
You can have her.
Yep. Red flag. He has not steered me wrong once. Now he's 15, 16 years old, so I can't ask him for advice. He got a taste now.
Oh shit. What was the point of that story?
Because his ass wanted
that
to
little
talk.
That little boy got pushed out of the way. I don't know. Maybe that was her kid. Maybe it was her nephew wanting to give her a hug on her wedding day. Maybe it was just some random person's kid that just wanted to grab some ass. You don't know. Let me push him out the way. Fuck them kids. I'm gonna push them out the way. Come on now.
She's doing a whole choreographed routine and shit. And you got some little kid walking into the motherfucking through the routine. That's like a marching band marching, and somebody else come walk through the freaking formation of the marching band. You're gonna be like, get the fuck up out of here. What the fuck you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Yes. To Rochelle, Twerculator, congratulations on her nuptials. And to Mr. Twerculator, I don't know your name, sir. I don't know his name. I don't know his name. I just hope that it wasn't too embarrassing getting up from that damn chair with a heart on in front of all your families and your auntie and grandma.
I know, right?
Because you just going to have to rock with it, player. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. So good luck on your wedding.
I wouldn't be embarrassed at that, but if my wife, you know what I'm saying, gave me a dance like that and I, you know what I'm saying, grew with excitement, I'm fucking finna show that bitch off. Fuck y'all. That's my wife.
You won't get grandma a heart attack. That's the problem. That's the problem. Grandma ain't coming. Grandma ain't come for all that.
Glasses.
That ain't come for all that.
Don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, I'll be knocking over shit with that motherfucker. Fuck it, goddamn it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, to all our listeners, we want to thank you guys for rocking with us for the year 2021, man. We've been going on. We've been doing this since June 10th, I think, is our birth date for the Real Dream Podcast. We appreciate you all. I speak for Mailman and Duke and I that we are all going to take a couple weeks for the holidays, spend these next 2 weeks with our families, and kind of separate from the Real Dream Podcast. If you love us, please like and subscribe. We got a bunch of episodes you can just binge on. We're just going to take a quick little break, refocus, and come back, man, in 2022 with some new stuff, man. We got a couple counselors coming on. We got a real estate agent. Bahia Shabazz is going to rejoin us again, man. So we're just excited on what's to come. And just want to let you guys know we love y'all. Appreciate you rocking with us.
No doubt.
Yes, sir.
From us, the Real Dream Podcast, we want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, Feliz Navidad, Happy Kwanzaa, L'chaim, and everything else that that you celebrate. And we wish you guys the best of the year. To my boys, my brothers, Duke and Mailman, listen, fellas, I love you guys.
Love you too. Love y'all too. Oh, and we'll be seeing each other soon.
Of course.
We're gonna be kicking it with it for the holidays.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're gonna be with
just let our listeners know.
Yeah, we're gonna be with each other. Shit. Hey, we family, shit. So
exactly.
That's without question. So to our listeners out there from the Real Dream Podcast, you guys keep dreaming. Take care. Mm-hmm.